This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting of May 8th, 2012, convening at 5:45 p.m. Pacific, 8:45 p.m. Eastern. Summaries, Chair Pro Tem, Jane Gatewood, Secretary Pro Tem. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Sure. I hope I've got it right here. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
John Brinkley.
Present.
Jane Gatewood is here. Nancy Henschel. Fred Glunder. Ray LaForest. Robert Mark. Laura Prives.
Laura?
Sorry, I'm here. I just was on mute.
Thank you. Thomas Rainey. Summer Reese.
Present.
Manashe Saba. Nancy Saibar Narutomi. Akio Tanaka.
Yep.
Margie Wilkinson. We have 8 members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Could you go ahead and read the minutes, and we'll go ahead and get those out of the way and hopefully get those approved, and then we can go on to the agenda. We have Ross Wisdom, our auditor, is present on the call, so hopefully we can get to him so he can fill us in on where we're at with our draft audit report, which was just sent out to the audit committee. Jane, are you able to just read the minutes? I know they're not very long from last meeting, and then we could just go ahead and approve them.
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, the meeting convened at 8:50. Summer Reese, Chair Pro Tem, Jane Gatewood, Chair Pro Tem. 11 members participated from KPFA, Margie Wilkinson, Laurie Privas, Akio Tanaka from WBAI, Carolyn Burden, Ray LaForest, John Brinkley from KPFK, Summer Reese and Fred Blair from KPFT, Wesley Bethune and Nancy Saibar Narutomi from WPFW, Jane Gatewood. 3 members were absent, Fred Klunder from KPFK, Nancy Henschel from KPFT, and Thomas Rainey from WPFW. Also present were directors Nia Beriaco and Marcel Reed. The proposed agenda was approved without objection. Number 1, setting meeting agenda for the year, including next meeting to talk with auditor. Number 2, discuss nominations for chair, secretary for next meeting. The next meeting date, summer proposed next meeting date of Tuesday, May 8th, at which time auditor will be available to meet with us to provide preliminary audit findings. This will also be a few days prior to in-person PMB meeting. This proposal was accepted without objection. Regular meeting date. Best options for regular meeting date are either second or fourth Tuesdays to coincide with Finance Committee, since members of Audit and Finance do not overlap. Carolyn and Wesley indicated that fourth Tuesdays may work better for regular meeting date. Several members suggested sending a poll to get everyone's input prior to May 8th meeting. Jane offered to send poll. Oops, I forgot to do that. Election of officers. Summers suggested that we solicit nomination, permanent chair and secretary of audit committee at the May meeting and plan to elect persons to fill these positions in advance of the June meeting. There were no objections. Suggestions for future agendas. Summer suggested the audit committee may be a good place to address some of the heavy lifting on issues that are raised by the auditor related to current financing, including items such as internal controls. Action item, Summer will ask auditor to provide us with preliminary audit report a day or two before our next meeting. Summer will send other background materials to committee members in the coming days. We need a WPFW director on the audit committee. Summer and Marcel will work on this. And we need a clean committee member list. Meeting adjourned at 9:30 p.m.
Thank you, Jane. Only correction I had was the next PMB meeting isn't in person. It's just our next regularly scheduled meeting, but it's on the phone. Anybody else? Okay. Is there any objection to the approval of the minutes with that one correction?
So it's prior to just prior to a PMB meeting?
To the next
full
PMB
meeting.
Yeah, full PMB meeting. There you go. That's perfect.
Okay.
Because it's on the phone, but it is our next meeting in 2 days. Okay, cool. Is there any objection to those minutes? And if not, then approved without objection. Thank you.
Okay,
so so we did get the draft report, but not sufficiently in advance for people to really review it. So if there's no objection, I would like to go ahead and just give the floor to our auditor, Ross Wisdom, so that he could take the lead on putting us in on where we're at with our audit and what the state of fiscal affairs looks like from that. Okay, so is there any objection to going ahead and moving forward? Okay, hearing none. Mr. Wisdom, thank you for joining us on the audit committee tonight. If you could discuss those portions of the audit which are appropriate. I'm sorry, ma'am. Oh, agenda. Duh. Sorry, Jane. I'm like, we got the auditor. Let's move here. My proposal for this evening is that we basically hear from Mr. Wisdom. We may need to go into closed session to hear some portions of what he has to tell us about the audit. And we could take nominations this evening for the officer positions for next meeting. And those would be like the only two items I think we should really handle tonight. Is there any objection to that as a proposed agenda? And hearing none. Okay, thank you. And did somebody have something to say about Mr. Wisdom proceeding before we continue? Okay. All right, so again, thank you, Ross, for joining us tonight. And if you could go ahead and lead off with where we're at on the draft audit and just any portions which should be handled as part of the management letter or executive session. We'll go into executive session to discuss those portions. Who is that?
Excuse me, Summer. I apologize. This is Jane.
Yes, go ahead, Jane.
We do need to confirm our next meeting date also.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to suggest we go ahead and take that fourth Tuesday because there seemed to be more people who had a preference for fourth than there were for second, and there were no hard objections to that. So if we could schedule for the fourth Tuesday of next month, I think that would probably be to more people's accommodation. Is there any objection to our next meeting being the fourth Tuesday of June, which I have to look at the calendar to figure out what date that actually is. But
Well, the fourth
the
Tuesday 26th. Of May would be the 22nd.
Do we want to meet a second time this month?
If you're going
to
skip...
I don't know.
Is there a need for us to meet?
No, I don't think so. So I'm just trying to deal with June, whether we meet on the 12th or the 26th. And there were at least two people that objected to the second Tuesday, whereas nobody objected to the fourth Tuesday. So I thought that would probably accommodate more members, that's all. Any discussion on that?
This is Jane. I support that idea.
This is Laura. I think it's fine, too. I'm just wondering if we need to approve the audit at some point before June. Summer?
Hello. Is that question directed to me?
It was directed to Summer, but maybe, is that Ross? Yes, you would probably know, but best when we have to get it done.
We are trying to meet a May 15th deadline, and we are prepared to do so.
All right, the call dropped.
In order to ensure CPB funding, that's our extension
right.
deadline for CPB.
Uh-huh.
Jane, this is Summer. Sorry, call completely dropped out. Did was there any consensus on fourth Tuesday? I heard Rob talking.
No.
Yes.
The question is the auditor that Ross is fielding is there a need for this committee to meet to approve the audit prior to June 26th? And he was in the middle of answering that question.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ross. Sorry.
Yes. Well, the purpose of this phone call, as far as I'm concerned, is twofold. One, to get into the audit findings and management comments, et cetera, review the audit report with you, but also to get an approval either from the audit committee or from the PNB of the draft report so that we can move forward and issue a final report by May 15th.
Thank you, Ross.
Before proceeding, who just joined the call?
Nancy from KPFT. Sorry.
Late. Hey, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know, Ross, if since we, you know, we only got the draft half hour before the meeting, whether or not the audit committee will approve it, but we do have the TNB in 2 days. I understand one or the other of these bodies needs to approve it this week, since the deadline is next week for you to file it. So I don't think, again, there's probably nothing for the audit committee to, I mean, since his deadline is the 15th, I don't think it'll make any functional difference in terms of the audit, whether we meet, you know, which part of June we meet in. So we'll either approve this tonight ourselves, or it'll get approved in a couple of days at the PNB. So, am I correct, Ross? I mean, there's nothing further for the audit committee in terms of the audit approval after your deadline there.
Right. Once I get an approval either from the audit committee or the PNB, yeah, then I also need a sign off from two officers of the organization in order
sure.
to issue the report. And we're still trying to meet that May 15th deadline, both for IRS and for CPP.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ross. On June 26th, if that's the fourth Tuesday. Is there any objection to that? Okay. And hearing none, that'll be our next meeting date, okay? And then we can reevaluate if there's somebody objects. But so far, I didn't receive any objections to fourth Tuesdays. So, all right, very good. Anything else before we go ahead and proceed and let Mr. Wisdom take the floor and talk to us about what we're doing with our audit here?
This is Jane, just for a little more clarification
mm-hmm.
on that last
sure.
point. So from this deadline standpoint, the audit committee, it's okay if the audit committee is not able to approve it for some reason tonight, that the PMB could still move forward with considering it. Is that correct, Summer?
Yeah, that's correct. It would be better if the audit committee approves it tonight. I'm cognizant of the fact that we only got it like as the meeting was started, and but yes, as long as the national board approves it, I guess I'd probably be one of the people signing off on it. So either way, we'll be okay. But, you know, obviously, it would be better if the audit committee is able to approve it. That would be excellent. But we're not lost if that doesn't happen. And I will go ahead, now that we have it, I'll distribute it to the rest of the board tonight, the draft. All right. Are there any questions? Yeah, fine.
No, I'll just say that I did receive it, and I forwarded it to everybody. If there's anybody on the call right now that did not get it, you should speak up, and
thank
I'll
you.
Forward it to you individually. I might have missed your email address.
Thank you, Jane.
Jane, Fred here. I got it. I've already gotten it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
This
Fred.
Is
thank
John.
You.
I did not get it.
That's Brinkley,
okay.
Right? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who
I also didn't get one. This is Aki, and I didn't get one also.
Okay. Thank you,
okay.
Aki. Anybody else who didn't receive it? It took about a half hour to show up in my inbox from the time it was sent, so that may be part of the problem, too. But all right. Well, while Jane is sending those out, is there any objection to going ahead and letting Ross start on the audit findings? Okay, great. Thank you. Hearing none. All right. Ross, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, let me apologize for literally getting this report to you at the last minute, but it sort of leads into the first thing I want to talk about, which were the difficulties in both starting and conducting the audit, and then I'll go into the audit findings and management comments, and then at the end we'll discuss the audit report that by that time, hopefully, you've had a chance to take a look at.
Thank you. And with management comments, would we need to go into executive session for that portion, correct?
Yes, I will be reserving some comments for executive session or closed session.
Great. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. We submitted our engagement letter May 18, 2011. We did not receive the engagement until December 5, 2011 on the retainer check. So that delayed the audit by about 2 months. The national office staff was very responsive while we were there for the week in December. We basically cut our field audit time almost in half because we just weren't able to make two trips out like we normally do. But since we left in December, it's been pretty much slow going. We were able to issue a draft, the first draft of the audit report, on January 25th at the PNB meeting in Los Angeles. I don't know if this committee received a copy of that draft report or not. If so, then you'll see some changes in this most recent draft, which I can explain, but it probably would help going covering all the pages if you've already got a head start on it with the previous draft. There were some difficulties in getting documentation and completing the audit. Most of those difficulties had to do with working with the CFO and the National Finance Office. The finance office was often overwhelmed, and the CFO was often unresponsive. We received the final attorney confirmation letter, for example, yesterday. We received the MIMSIS reports that we needed from several of the stations, WPFW, WBAI, and one other, I think KPFT. I have to look that up. Just in the middle of April, right around April 12th and April 13th, when we really couldn't look at it at that time. So those were some of the key delays in terms of conducting the audit. Overall, in terms of the audit findings, there were some improvements at some of the stations. There were a lot of difficulties at the national office. I'm going to go into some of those details now, and then I'll have some comments if you want to go into closed session. The national office, I'm pretty much reading from the same script, if you will, as presented at the conclusion of the previous audit on February 22nd, 2011. And I'm going to look at those comments and then add or modify to those. So I don't know if you have that, but I'll read it for you. For example, the national office management comments in the prior audit was that the budget had not been approved for all divisions. In this case, it had been this year. The budget was approved in October 2011 for the FYE 930-2012 budget, so that was a significant improvement over the year before. The financial reports, including budget versus actual variance reports, projected cash flows not being provided timely, still a bit of an issue, not as much as it was before. We received November budget versus actual in January. We just received the March budget versus actual around April 26th. So there has been improvement in that area. The difficulties the national office personnel having in getting documentation from the stations, this is a very tedious, difficult labyrinth, if you will, of an audit process where there's extensive amounts of testing of transactions, extensive amounts of document request. I think, Summer, you can attest to that spreadsheet that you've seen in terms of when we began the audit of all the different items that we were requesting. It's quite a tedious process. This year was better than the year before in terms of getting responses from most of the stations, with the exception of WPFW because of a vacancy there in the business manager position, basically. So it went a little bit better in that regard, but it was a very, very tedious, time-consuming process. And as I just mentioned, there were a lot of significant items that we just recently got. Some of those having to do with the stations, with the MIMSIS reports, and some of those having to do with national in terms of attorney confirmations and stuff like that. It was Yeah, KPFT, KPFK, WBAI, and WPFW that were late in getting us the MIMSIS reports that we needed. They got us some MIMSIS reports. They're not correct, of course. All right. I'm hearing a little noise. I hope everybody can hear me okay.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on, Ross. Please, point of personal privilege, it sounds like somebody's blending a smoothie or something. Please, mute your phones. Pound, pound, one. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. We still have a situation at the national office where there's too much reliance on one individual, and it's inadequately staffed. There used to be an HR person. There used to be a payroll person. There used to be sort of an assistant controller there. All of those are vacant. It is a very strained situation. And I'm very concerned about the National Finance Office being able to function adequately in the future, and we can come back to that. We had a comment last year about training with MIMSIS and Great Plains. There has been some improvement there, but still continues to be an issue, especially at WBAI and in certain areas. Let's see.
All right. Again. Wow, what is that? Oh, your phone. Sorry, Ross. Please mute your phones. Thank you. Compound one. Continue, please.
A key comment last year was the lack of a financial plan and progress against a financial plan, and that was in regard to the going concern issue. I was presented with an approved financial plan dated March 1st, 2012. This plan appears to have been prepared by Arlene Engelhardt, the executive director, and then I received on April 26th a year-to-date budget versus actual and compared to last year from EFRIN financials against which to measure that financial recovery plan. So this is something that was really critical a year ago, and it took from February 2011 until March 2012 to get an approved plan. I'll comment on this further in closed session, but that's still a very critical comment, and we'll come back to that. We had discussed an internal auditor position. That's still an issue. It hasn't been filled as far as I know. And there were some issues with the general ledger at the national office, some unnecessary accounts. It was kind of messy. Those are the key considerations. You'll see a little more detail when I send you a written management letter. But there was more difficulty, certainly, with the national office this year. Moving on to the station comments, WBAI, there was progress. Many of the issues, comments from the year before have been resolved. I'm going to discuss the ones that have not. A comment for each of the stations, actually, is that the books are not reconciled to the MIMSIS system. Not that they should be integrated, they should not, but MIMSIS does record payments received and listener support, and that needs to be correlated and reconciled to the general ledger. The only place where that is really being done is KPFK, and that is fine. There are significant differences at each of the other stations, and that is a comment that's going to apply to each station except for KPFK, and it has been a repeat comment for every year that MIMSIS is not reconciled to the general ledger. going back to WBAI. We had a comment about no formal paid-off policy, that there's a vacancy in human resources staff position that continues. There's not a list of property and equipment that can be, you know, reconciled or verified. There is still a serious deficiency in the working knowledge of the Great Plains and Memphis systems by the accounting staff at WBAI. When I asked the business manager there to just give me a trial balance for the station, she did not know how to do that. She had to contact national office, and it took her a long time to be able to produce that sort of a report. That's the kind of deficiency that we're talking about. This year, the physical inventory was done. It's the controls to secure the inventory are not as good as they should be. But this year, we did get a physical inventory, whereas in the past, we had not. KPFA Berkeley, there's been significant improvements at that station in terms of the finance department. The deposits are being made on a more timely basis now. Recently, with the insistence of National, they now have a lockbox system for their deposits from listeners. You know, the repeat comment that MNCIS is not reconciled to the general ledger, and at this station, it's the most significant difference there, where there's more money coming into MNCIS than is booked on the general ledger. So that is a cause for concern. Okay. Those are the key comments for KPFA. There were some other comments for KPFA the year before that have been resolved and corrected since then. WPFW, we had difficulties with WPFW this year because of the vacancy in the business manager position. It was difficult getting documentation to complete our audit. There is an issue there with their inventory, not a physical inventory being taken, and inadequate controls over protecting that inventory. The comment with not being reconciled to MNCIS and the general ledger, much less of a difference in that case, and lack of training on the MNCIS and the accounting software for their accounting personnel. No significant comments at KPFT or KPFK, other than, again, the MNCIS reconciliation, although it is okay at K. So really, K is the best station in terms of accounting procedures. I've heard a few bleeps on the phone. I don't know if that's people leaving or coming.
Ross, I came and went once because my phone dropped out again, so I don't know. Have other people joined us?
Okay.
Maybe not.
Is there anybody new on the call that wasn't present at roll call?
I don't think so. I think it's some of us dropping in and out, frankly. All right, go ahead. Did you want to continue, Ross?
Those are the detailed comments, and if you want to go into closed session, I can discuss more openly.
Okay. Are there any questions for open that anyone has, or are we ready to go to closed session so that he can give us more detail? Okay.